The English We Speak
from BBC Learning English.
Morning, Neil. In a rush today, were you?
Oh, just a bit, Feifei. You know, kids, breakfast, commute, the usual. Why?
Well, I noticed your shirt isn't ironed.
Ah, very attentive of you.
And your shirt has ketchup on it.
Ah, yes. Beans for breakfast.
And you haven't shaved, have you?
Well, no.
You really do need to make more of an effort.
Feifei, why are you having a go at me?
Relax, Neil. I'm just giving you the opportunity to use the phrase we're teaching, which is have a go.
Well, that's a relief.
To have a go at someone, as we've just seen, means to criticise someone.
That's right. Here are some examples.
The boss really had a go at Michaela after she offended our clients.
Susie had a go at her husband last night. He'd forgotten all about her birthday.
Why do you always have a go at me? Why can't you say something nice?
That's our phrase, to have a go at someone, which means to criticise someone.
There. Can we be nice to each other now?
Well, we can have a go.
Ah, very clever. To have a go has another meaning, to try.
Yes, if you have a go at something, you try it.
Why don't you have a go at making an example sentence, Feifei?
OK then, I'm going to have a go at cooking a Thai curry from scratch.
Tasty. To have a go, meaning to try. And one last thing, Feifei, do I really look scruffy?
Not at all, though you could shave once in a while.
I'll have a go, just for you, Feifei.
Bye.
Bye.
The English We Speak
from the BBC.